You're listening to Let's Talk Dentistry with Dr. Marvin. This show is sponsored by the Center for Natural Dentistry in Encinitas, where they take a holistic approach to dentistry and your health.
Thank you for listening to Let's Talk Dentistry. This is Dr. Marvin. And thanks for joining us. If you haven't joined our show before, it's every Saturday morning here on K-Praise, 1210. You can also get us online at kprz.com. They also have an iPhone app. So if you have one of those fancy phones or if you have an iPad, you can also listen to these show live on at 8:30 every Saturday morning. Today, we got a great show with you. Again, I'm with my partner, Jared Young. How are you doing, Jared?
I'm doing well. I feel like I'm becoming a regular these days.
Yeah, thanks for joining me on this show. We've had some great topics in the past. Last week, we talked about mercury fillings. Do you have anything to add from last week?
You know, I think we finished last week talking about BPA and some of the potential, you know, hazards with BPA. We were talking about composite fillings, and you know, there are no perfect fillings for any one person. That's kind of where we ended up.
Yeah, obviously the ideal restoration is enamel or the tooth itself, but that's just not possible right now. We cannot take out old decayed teeth and put in a fresh tooth or components of a fresh tooth. It's kind of like if you had your finger cut off, you can't reattach a finger.
Although we do have an article on our website from a year, maybe last year, maybe the year before, about some doctors, I believe, in China that were starting to develop all-natural fillings made of human bile.
Yeah, from the gallbladder. But that's still a long ways out, supposedly. But just to get an idea, you do have to, if your tooth has decayed out, you do have to remove the tooth decay, and you have to replace it. And there are several different options out there. We talked about mercury amalgam fillings, which are very still common. A lot of dentists are still placing those. There are also plastic fillings available, and that's what we were talking about with BPA, bisphenol A, and how the potential hazards of that. There's also other metals out there and other compositions of metal, such as gold or an alloy of gold. You got to remember that there's not a 100% gold filling out there. First of all, it'll be way too soft, it'll be way expensive, and it's just not done. They also have porcelain fillings out there. They have their pros and cons too. They also have just a whole bunch of different types of materials, a combination of metal and porcelain. So there isn't one material that is good for everybody. That's basically what we're talking about. So you have to go to a dentist that understands all the different materials, that uses all the different materials, and chooses the materials that are best for you as a patient.
Right. We've seen lots of, and we have patients that have called us and asked about dentists who say, well, we're metal-free, we're mercury-free, we don't use mercury. But the thing is they just use one type of composite filling. It's a one-size-fits-all practice. And when it comes to anything in medicine, there is no one-size-fits-all.
Yeah, it's impossible for a dentist to own every type of material. It's impossible for them to have every color for every single one of those materials. So for the most part, whenever you go to a dentist, if you think that all dentists are the same, then you're going to go to the dentist that uses materials that they are comfortable with, that they've used in the past. Or it could be the cheapest material. Or it could be whatever material that is popular or the newest one that just came out with the latest and greatest. And you run that risk of going to the dentist that is practicing or trying out something new, and you may or may not benefit. They may have a new technique. They may use a material that hasn't been proven or that they don't know how to use because they haven't used it in the past.
Or you could be allergic to it.
Or you could be allergic to it. And that's one of the focuses of our dental practice. If you want to find our dental practice online, it is trynaturaldentistry.com, T-R-Y, the word natural, N-A-T-U-R-A-L, and dentistry. Make sure you spell dentistry right, D-E-N-T-I-S-T-R-Y.com. Find out a lot of information about what we are talking about today, our previous episodes, and some success stories that we have online. And if you are also on Facebook, which some of you are, you can also find us online at facebook.com/naturaldentistry, or just look us up online. Got a lot of great information online, previous episodes. Don't want to miss it. We got this every Saturday morning. If you want to schedule an appointment with us, we can give you that number. You want to write this number down so that you can write it and call us. 760-536-1199, 760-536-1199. And I want to get back to the material when choosing dental materials for your mouth. I always tell people that whatever works for you may not work for someone else, and whatever works for someone else may not work for you. We are all unique. We are all different. We are the same, but we are also very different, and it is not good for a dentist or anyone to install or put something in your body supposedly permanently without testing to see if you have a reaction to it or if you have a sensitivity or an allergy to it. And so biocompatibility testing, which a lot of dentists are unaware of or they don't do or they don't appreciate, should be done and is one of the things that we do at the office that is included with a lot of our treatments, because we don't want to put something in your body or inject something in your body. It could be something like an anesthetic, like Novocaine or lidocaine, that you will eventually have a reaction to. So why would we want to do that when we have the tools and the ability to test the materials beforehand? So if you are allergic to mercury fillings, if you know it, then obviously you're not going to put mercury in your body. But a lot of people don't get tested. They don't know if they're allergic to mercury fillings. The same thing can go for the porcelain fillings. Same thing can go with the plastic fillings. So there are thousands of different types of plastic fillings. There are thousands of different types of metals and combinations of metals and alloys. So how would you know? You do have to go to a dentist that understands this process, and that's what we do at the Center for Natural Dentistry. So if you have plastic fillings, you could be allergic to them. So one of the things that we do when you come to visit us for our comprehensive exams and x-rays is that we test to figure out how your body is responding to whatever's going on inside your mouth. Now, several things that could be going on inside your mouth is you could not be compatible with the dentistry or the materials that were done. I'm going to tell you that a lot of people are upset when they go to see us because they just had dentistry done recently where the material that was used is not compatible with them or is they're sensitive to it. So do not start any dentistry without going to a dentist that understands the value of having the materials being made.
Right. I mean, some people think that it's silly. Could you be allergic to a filling, right? You can't be allergic to a plastic. Well, just because you're not allergic doesn't mean somebody else is. Like, for instance, Dr. Marvin, are you allergic to pecans?
I am not.
Yeah, but I am. So is it silly that one person could be allergic to pecans and one person can't?
No, it's not silly. The problem is that the way that most people find out if they're allergic to something is that they get exposed to it.
Right. And if you're going to put a filling in your mouth, and they're therefore exposed to it, but you can't just stop using it. Like, I found out I was allergic to pecans, I stopped eating them. But I can't, if I find out that I'm allergic to the filling you put in my mouth, I can't just stop using it.
Remind me next time I do a filling on you to put a pecan filling inside your mouth.
Yeah, thank you. That'll be wonderful. It'll make you feel great.
Well, the other thing that you have to understand is that you don't get reactions immediately after you're exposed to it.
Right.
And because you're not reacting immediately does not mean that you're okay with something.
Right.
It's if you have ever had any jewelry, it's usually inexpensive or cheap jewelry. It may be made out of material that you may be sensitive to, but you don't know that when you purchase the jewelry. So you may wear it. And then let's say after a day or two, or maybe after a week or a month, I remember I purchased this very expensive watch. I think it was $1,000. Actually, it's a gift that my mom gave me. And I started using it. And then on my wrist, when I took it out, my wrist had some black stuff on it. And I could wash it off. But every time I use that watch, I would use it. So it's an expensive watch, so it doesn't really have to be cheap in order for you to be allergic to it. But every time I wore it, I would have a reaction after wearing it for about a day or two. So this is something that I could easily take off. I could easily not wear anymore. And I could put it aside, and my body won't react to it. But when you're doing dentistry and you're getting something installed, everyone thinks all dentistry is the same. Everyone thinks that all plastic fillings are the same. Everyone thinks that everything that's done in the mouth, all dentists are the same, but it's just not true. If your dentist does not understand the value of choosing materials that are good for you, then you can get something installed or put inside your mouth. You can spend a lot of money and then find out that it has to be redone or undone, and you're spending more money and possibly more damage to your teeth.
Right, and if you're listening to the show right now, think back to all the times you've been to the dentist. And see if you can remember one time where your dentist tested to see if you were allergic to anything that they used in the office. I know it certainly hasn't happened with me before, you know, we opened the Center for Natural Dentistry. And I've been fortunate. I haven't had to go to the dentist very many times. I don't have a lot of dental problems. But, you know, I have family members that have had a lot of problems, and none of them have ever been tested to see if they're sensitive or allergic to anything that the dentist puts into their mouth.
And I don't think people understand how many materials are being used, compounds, liquids, filling materials, anesthetics, how much is actually being used during a visit. So if you came in for a cleaning, you have the chair, you have the gloves, very important. If you may be allergic to latex, or you maybe have become allergic to latex, that's a big allergen these days. And latex is a rubbery material. It's from a tree, and they were using a lot for gloves. Now they are using more synthetic materials. How do you know that you're not allergic to that synthetic material that they're using for their drugs? So that's number one. Number two is the cleaning or the polishing material that they're using. A lot of the polishers, they're made out of metal. They're made out of fluoride. They can have artificial colors, artificial dyes. They can have rubber latex on the polishing material. So that's just from a cleaning visit. You could be allergic to the not only the filling material, but the bonding agent that connects the filling material or adheres it to the tooth, the etching. What about the cement being used for the crown or the bridge? What about the anesthetic? I've had a lot of patients that come in and he says, oh, don't use this anesthetic because my heart races.
A lot of patients just say they think all anesthetics are the same and they think everybody uses Novocaine. When was the last time a doctor used Novocaine?
Yeah, Novocaine is not being used anymore. And the reason why is because it's too short acting, meaning that it goes into your body and then it goes away. You need an anesthetic that lasts more than 5 minutes. For a lot of these procedures. So, but Novocaine is the one that is recognized by most people, but it's not being used anymore. But we have five different types of anesthetics that we use, and sometimes we won't use anesthetic because it's not necessary to use anesthetic. We don't automatically just inject and give people shots with any anesthetic. So we are just very cognizant and very aware of the materials that we use, of the ones that we purchase in our office. We have a lot of biocompatible materials, but not everyone is compatible with all of them. So we need to go out and find more. Let me give you an example of other materials that are being used. What about your braces? Okay, if you had metal braces, there are thousands of different types of manufacturers. Different manufacturers manufacture different alloys. They have different wires, different stainless steels, different nickels. What about retainers? A lot of people have retainers that are fixed in their mouth, meaning it stays in their mouth, and some people have retainers that are removable. If you ever had braces in the past, you may have had a retainer with a piece of plastic that's attached. What about the plastic? Are you allergic to the plastic? Plastic or acrylic, which is used a lot in dentistry, is allergic. A lot of people are allergic to it. So what about that? What about the Invisalign? If you have Invisalign or ClearCorrect, I mean, there's a lot of different materials that are being used that you're not aware of. What about your bite guard? What about your mouth guard, your athletic mouth guard? Could you be allergic to these materials? Absolutely. Have you been tested? Probably not. So would you want to have expose yourself to more toxic and have these allergic reactions 24 hours a day, 7 days a week? Absolutely not. So these are all examples of things that we do, which really separates our practice from other dental practices.
Yeah, and it is a big deal. I mean, it's not something that is, well, you know, it'd be nice, but it doesn't really matter. I mean, we're talking about, I think you're your comment about next time I come in, next time I need a filling, you'll put a pecan in my filling. Well, that could make me seriously ill over a long period of time, and I'd have no recourse. I have no way to just go home and take it out. I'd have to come back into the office and have you remove it. And that's what putting a lot of these materials, a lot of these allergens into your body, if you're allergic to them, will cause. It's the same exact thing. It's like putting a peanut into somebody's mouth, like sticking permanently a peanut in somebody's mouth who's allergic to peanuts.
Yeah, it's you might be asking, why don't most dentists know about this? Why didn't they teach us in dental school? The fact of the matter is they don't teach us this in dental school because they have other things to teach. Dental school's not long enough. It's very expensive for these dentists to go to these schools. They just want to get out and start, you know, paying off their student debt and stuff like that. So whatever I'm sharing today or whatever we're sharing today is just not well known. The problem that I have is that there are a lot of dentists that don't know about it, and they also don't know – well, they do learn – that there are better materials out there that are more compatible, but they're not willing to know more about it because it just requires more work. For instance, they have to learn what the materials are. They have to learn how to test. And then when in their mind that they're thinking no one else is doing it, no other dentist is doing it, why am I – and I can do dentistry with what I have right now. Why do I want to learn these new techniques?
Well, we do it because you're personally passionate about it, and also you like to learn things about materials. You know, there's a lot of information about every material that's out there, but you have to go seek it out. You have to find it. You have to read it. You have to do the research, and that's something you're interested in on a personal level, but also because our patients demand it. We've set ourselves up. We've told patients on the radio show, patients that come in on our website, that we do these things, that we look them up. So that means you constantly have to be researching, constantly looking at new materials, constantly looking at new techniques and figuring out what the best options and available options are.
So if you are sitting at home right now or if you're in the car listening to this, I hope Jared and I have really emphasized that not all dentists are the same. Not all holistic dentists are the same. There are a lot of holistic dentists here in town that still place mercury fillings. I'm sorry, that still place, you know, metal crowns. There are still ones that still do root canals. They may still use a lot of x-ray. They may still use fluoride. So every dentist is different, and you cannot shop around thinking that a crown is a crown is a crown, even if you get it from all the same dentists. The only thing that I can do is assure our patients that we will do our best based on what we know. And based on what we know, we're constantly trying to figure out what's best. And the reason why we constructed this practice is because this is exactly what I would want if I were a patient. So if I go, let me give you an example. If I took my car in for the shop, okay, and I have a problem with my air conditioning. This is actually a true story. I have a problem with my air conditioning. And I think I took it to the shop, and then they flushed out whatever the air conditioning things in there, and they put some new ones, and then it started working fine. And I was like, great. I spent a couple $100, got my air conditioning fixed, but then it started to not work again. It was broken again. And I was like, wow. Did I go to the right person? So I called the shop back, and I go, it's not working. And he goes, oh, you probably have a leak in your air conditioning. And it was like, oh, okay. So I have a leak. Well, I have to take it back in and pay for a leak. Well, I took it to a different guy, and I go, yeah, I have to get a leak. How much does it cost? You know, all mechanics are exactly the same, right? That's what I'm thinking in my head. I took it to this guy. He checked it out, and he goes, it's not a leak. It's just a relay problem. It's just a part. It's about a $5 part you can get at the Honda dealership, and then they put it in. So I use this experience to realize that the diagnosis is very important and the treatment is very important when you have the correct diagnosis. And I think this is the same for all dentists, is that if you think that you have a problem, you probably think that all dentists can fix that problem and they all fix it the same way, when the reality is you need to go to the dentist that provides the best diagnosis and can direct the treatment based upon that diagnosis, because we are not the experts. Like, I am not an expert at cars or air conditioning in cars. I am an expert at dentistry. You need to leave the work and the diagnosis to the experts, and you cannot look at us or dentists as the same.
Yeah, everybody's different, and you have to take that extra time. That is one thing that sets us apart. I know we're talking a lot about filling materials and sensitivities, but one of the big things that sets our practice apart from other practices is the amount of time we spend with patients, not only at the initial exam, but throughout their life as a patient at our practice. I mean, our exams are 2 to 3 times longer, if not more. They're with the doctor. They're not with the hygienist than the average dentist. So
yeah, we spend a lot of time. If you want that personal care, if you want that personal service, if you want to be comprehensive, if you want to get tested and know what's really going on inside your mouth that other dentists may have overlooked. I get this all the time. Patients come in, they said, oh, my dentist says that everything is fine. Well, everything is fine until something hurts, and then now there's a problem. Well, just because it's not hurting doesn't mean that there's not a problem. We identify things that are related to the rest of the body, such as your structure and your bite, that could have been caused by dentistry. So we have to spend this extra time explaining what caused it, what to do about it, what your option, and also what the costs are in order to fix it. Because there is no obligation to do treatment when you are at the dental office, especially at our dental practice. We're not going to try and sell you something that you don't need. We don't sell anything.
No, actually, we're going to give you the options. We're going to tell you what we find and then give you the option to decide what, if anything, you want to do at that point. Our goal when you come in is to provide good diagnostics so you know what's going on and you know what needs to be done, whether you do it with us or anywhere else.
Yeah, there's no high-pressure sales, but we do invest a lot in our education. We invest a lot in our equipment. Our equipment is our diagnostic equipment, our treatment equipment. We spend a lot of time in figuring out what's best for you, what skills are necessary for you, so that you can make better decisions. And there's just no substitute for this type of dentistry. You need to spend the time up front to get the right diagnosis. Because if you don't, you're going to be recommended treatment that you may not need, or you may be recommended treatment that is actually more harmful when you could have done something that is more conservative and actually cost less. People automatically think that because they go to a boutique practice like ours or to a more natural alternative practice that we're more expensive. And in reality, we're not more expensive because you're doing less treatment, or you're doing treatment that is getting to you, that's more focused on your overall health and is actually fixing future problems. It's called preventive dentistry. And when you have this whole body approach or this holistic approach where you kind of can predict what's the next problem can happen, and you can do something now that's more conservative, more predictable, and it costs less than the actual treatment that will actually be done in the future if you don't do anything now, it just comes around full circle. I mean, it's the best type of dentistry available. It's this whole body dentistry that we always emphasize on our radio show, actually in our practice.
I mean, I've been a patient. I know a lot of our patients, and most of the time when our patients come in, it's transformative. They don't go someplace else. They don't look at dentistry the same anymore, and it's a big deal. And if you haven't been in before, I encourage you to come in. Do we have a special this week for people who haven't been in before?
Yeah, we're going to do a special promotion this week for those first-time listeners or listeners that's been in the past. We would love to give you an incentive to come in or actually give us a call. What we're going to do is we're going to give you half off your first visit for the first 5 callers. That's right, the first 5 callers. We usually only do it for the first 3, but for today, We will, for the first five callers, we're going to give you half off your first visit. And you're going to spend about an hour to 2 hours with us. We're going to get down to the nitty-gritty, figure out what's really going on inside your mouth. We're going to do a 3D x-ray, a three-dimensional x-ray, a cone beam CT scan. It's the best x-ray available. And we're going to get down to the diagnosis and the treatment. You're going to leave with a full treatment plan, itemized plan, on what's going on inside your mouth and what you can do about it. So the first five callers, I'm sorry. And what you want to do is you want to call this number. It's 760-536-1199, 760-536-1199. You want to call now. You don't want to call later because you could be left out. You can be number six. And then you're going to have to wait till another promotion when we have one similar to this, if we have anything similar to this.
Yeah, I hope I don't get in trouble for this, but I think we have some extra bottles of mouthwash in the office as well. So maybe we can throw in a bottle of mouthwash for those first five callers.
All right, Jared, you pulled my leg. So for the first five callers, half off your first visit exam and a bottle of my mouthwash, Breath Doctor mouthwash. You know, that's like a
$22 value.
And then half off that first visit.
It's all natural.
$200. I mean, it's just good stuff. So give us a call right now, 760-536-1199. Thank you, Jared, for joining the show. We'll see you next week. Same time, same place. I'm out.
You've been listening to Let's Talk Dentistry with Dr. Marvin. This show is sponsored by the Center for Natural Dentistry in Encinitas, where they take a holistic approach to dentistry and your health.